Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Ted Cruz has announced he's running for president. And I got to tell you, I like what he's running on, repealing Obamacare and abolishing the Internal Revenue Service, which is in the single digits when it comes to its approval rating here in the United States. Very, very exciting. I know that Ted Cruz obviously isn't perfect. His wife worked at Goldman Sachs, but so did Nomi Prinz as a managing director. And then she's gone public and spoken out against it. And I know that she was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, there are about 10,000 members of that, and that's the globalists trying to organize all the smartest people in the country so they can control them. So if we ever discount someone because they've been part of the power structure, we have a very low probability of ever changing the culture. Ted Cruz has a pretty good voting record. When I say pretty good, he's hawkish on some issues. But other than that, he is what I'd call a constitutionalist slash libertarian style. I would like to see he and Rand Paul team up. That's not happening. They're already starting to snipe at each other. Rand Paul is going to announce on April 6th. And I know Rand Paul a lot better than Ted Cruz. And I don't put all my eggs in one basket. I know the presidential election becomes a diversion to a certain extent. But there are a lot of people in the system who do not want to destroy the country. And I believe Ted Cruz and Rand Paul are part of that. So I want to open the phones up early in the hour. What do you think of Ted Cruz's announcement? We're going to play it. We're going to get into it. He calls for a new generation of conservatives, kicks off campaign at world's largest Christian university, releases his first ad in Spanish, which is an excellent idea. Because you just have the socialists and the globalists out there with the giant immigrant population that's mainly Latin American, letting them literally brainwash them. And so the answer is convert folks over to libertarian-based ideas. Plus, much of Latin America is hungry for freedom. Much of Latin America does not want to live under tyranny. And, of course, Ted Cruz's father was a big opponent of Castro, and so they have a lot of lessons there of not wanting to be underneath that type of tyranny. But I don't think Ted Cruz is a man on a white horse who will save us. I don't think Rand Paul is either. But I think both men are good people. I know Rand Paul for 20 years. I was one of the first people to ever interview Rand Paul. Back when we'd already got his dad on, and they had a big success having him on the show, and he was running for Congress in 96, and they said, the campaign said, hey, have Rand on. He's just now starting to do interviews. And so that said, it's beyond Republican or Democrat at this point. If there were Democrats out there that weren't totally anti-gun, totally anti-family, totally anti-sovereignty, then I would be for them as well. Ted Cruz was against arming al-Qaeda in Syria. So was Rand Paul. I mean, when you compare them to a Hillary Clinton or a John Boehner or a Michelle Obama or a Michael Moore, it's night and day. Tell me if you disagree with that. 800-259-9231. First-time callers in the first hour. Then we'll have open phones for everybody in the second and third hour today. There is a lot of geopolitical news as well. You're welcome to continue the discussion from yesterday about the Army training documents, Special Operations Command. a joint forces drill in 8 states, listing Texas and Utah as hostile. Some say, oh, Fort Bragg's had drills outside the base for decades. Yeah, that's not this. This is practicing working with local police under NORTHCOM. It's an admitted mission to take over the country. So your PSYOP to condition us doesn't work, and it's not working on the troops either. We can talk about that. The missing nukes, 800-259-9231. Those three subjects.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. It's Monday, the 23rd day of March, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to open the phones up in this first hour on the Ted Cruz announcement running for president in 2016. I want to be clear. I don't completely trust Ted Cruz. I don't completely trust anybody in D.C. because of the blackmail, the threats, the harassment. But he has a very good voting record. He stood up against arming Al-Qaeda to attack Syria when no other so-called conservative leaders would do it but Rand Paul. He wants to abolish the IRS and has pledged to do so, and he wants to repeal Obamacare. We are not getting that out of anybody else but Rand Paul. Clearly the true libertarian/constitutionalist conservatives that uphold basic American values are Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Rand Paul. That's it in the field. Not Huckabee, not any of them. Because some people think, oh, well, you know, Huckabee, he's the answer. Good guys out there like Chuck Norris and others. Now, again, Ted Cruz is slick. Ted Cruz is smart. Ted Cruz is from the establishment. But there's large elements of the establishment that want to be free market, that want to be wealthy, that want to be successful, that want America to not go the Cloward and Piven bankruptcy route into social engineering and socialism. So there's the choice. There is the Michael Moore, Nancy Pelosi, Cloward and Piven, Hillary Clinton, school lunch program, gulag on one end. And then there is the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz spectrum on the other. And I'm going to hate to see these two guys that are so close to each other on policies and whose bases are basically the same people destroy each other. And there's already some of that starting. Do I think Ted Cruz or Rand Paul will save America? No. But if we get this bad attitude that we're always going to lose, that we can never reform the country, that we can never have victories, people will not be energized. They will have a fatalist attitude and will lose everything. Even if Ted Cruz runs or Rand Paul runs, which they both are, obviously. Ted Cruz is now announced officially. Rand Paul's been already campaigning for years, good year and a half. They will energize a liberty movement and ideas at the state, county, and city level like Ron Paul did. Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and others now stand on the shoulders of not Ron Paul, who was just a focal point, but of the supporters of Ron Paul and the tens of millions of dollars that were given and the thousands of speeches and the TV ads and all of that created a focal point for opposition to the globalist paradigm to form. And so many people in the Liberty Movement are just sitting there getting guns and you know, prepping, getting ready for a collapse and just to take care of themselves. And you've got to do that maybe 30% of the time, in my view, while at the same time, 70% of the time, being offensive in the info war to blame the globalists for our problems so that liberty and free market and capitalism doesn't get blamed. That's their plan. They exacerbate or create the crisis and then offer their solution, more kleptocratic, progressive social engineering, more wealth redistribution, more collectivism. So there's a battle intellectually over collectivism, totalitarianism, control freakism, and basic Americana Renaissance liberty that should unify conservative and liberal alike in the modern spectrum, because it's called freedom and it should be restored. It shouldn't be under attack. There is a battle, and we are inches away from removing Boehner. We are inches away from having a Tea Party, libertarian, constitutionalist takeover of the Republicans. I've been talking about this for a decade, but if you go back to the last few years in leaked Democratic Party speeches to billionaire donors, when you start ferreting in and you start digging in deeper to all of this, and you start looking into the Republican leadership as well, they're all combining funds, they're all combining propaganda, they're all combining forces to try to stop a libertarian, constitutional-style movement taking over Congress and the states. Why do you think the Pentagon, seized by the globalists, the New World Order-directed Pentagon, is openly turning into a federal occupation, global occupation force, and training to confiscate guns, and training to take over the infrastructure, and now admitting it in the Army Times, Stars and Stripes, and everywhere else? because they are preparing to go operational if they need to, if the states get together in a coalition, recognize the federal government's been hijacked and is out of control, and try to reconstitute the republic. They're going to try to move in and block us. They are trying to sign the Trans-Pacific Partnership in secret right now. It's in CNBC, The Guardian, you name it. And all 33 sections are secret, except for one leaked by WikiLeaks, and that gives total Chinese-style censorship, communist Chinese-style censorship, to the unelected corporate board. And guess who's involved? The communist government of China. So there is a major global meltdown power grab going on right now. And America is now reaching the event horizon, the point of no return. We're either going to slow this down and start turning it around, or we're going to go down fast. You're going to see more globalist power grabbing in the next few years than you've seen in your whole life. You know, I've been saying that the last few years, and suddenly you're seeing it. Internet power grabs, energy power grabs, sovereignty being imploded, signing global treaties in secret, orders. They're now announcing that they won't release any documents from the White House on any subject. Totally illegal. They're just going to violate the Open Records Act. FEMA to deny funds to warming deniers. Think about what an Orwellian term that is. States who oppose, whose governors refuse to acknowledge climate change will not get preparedness aid. You either accept global government, global carbon taxes, that's Philly.com, or you will not get your state money that was taken sent back to you. This is just the announcement today. 2 weeks ago, Obama came out, and he said it again last week. He's preparing executive action on tax increases. He pledged not to raise taxes on anybody making less than $250,000. He raised it on people that are blue-collar at the poverty line. And they've raised a bunch of other taxes. And now he's talking about executive action. Presidents don't have taxing authority. That comes out of Congress. I know you know that, but notice executive ammo bans. They're not backing down on that. There's an article on Infowars.com on that subject. So we've now reached the tipping point on every front. I'm going to ask the callers, what do we do? Do we support Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, or are we purists and say, oh, they're obviously not 100% perfect, they're not Jesus Christ, so we're not going to support them? And do you agree with me that we're at this key juncture, this crossroads, this event horizon? And what's the next big shoe to drop? They're power grabbing every day now. More's happening in a week than used to happen in a year. I mean, it's hyperdrive right now. I cringe every morning when I get up at 6 a.m. to see what new nightmare has occurred while I was sleeping. I've just got stacks of tyranny here in front of me. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Let's take one phone call before we go to break. John in Idaho, what do you think about Ted Cruz and his announcement running for president, plans to repeal Obamacare, abolish the IRS?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right, brother. Go ahead.
First, let me say, I was 19 when I started listening to you. I'm 26 now. And I do feel like we are at the event horizon, like you said. But that being said, I feel like Ted Cruz, it doesn't really matter. Congress is a fiat system. And the answer is a grassroots awakening. It has to start with the people first, not by someone who is in office.
I agree with you that the power is with the people, but someone like a Rand Paul or a Ted Cruz, a Ted Cruz that can give a 27-hour, you know, almost record filibuster, and what he stands for, getting rid of the IRS, abolishing the Federal Reserve, repealing Obamacare. I mean, he's being demonized by the power structure because they're scared of him. Same thing with Rand Paul. I just think that just because he represents, at least on the surface, our ideas, we need to support him. And Rand Paul. I like Rand Paul better. I think Ted Cruz is probably slicker, probably a little bit smarter, and Rand Paul's super smart. And he's got a Spanish surname, which is great. I mean, I'd love to have a, you know, Latin America go constitutionalist. Then there'd be a better country than this. I can move down there. I mean, I just want freedom. But I hear what you're saying. We all need to stop complying with tyranny and get in the system space and vote with our dollars to support local, truly sustainable agriculture and industry and restore the republic that way. The McDonald's model of bringing McDonald's and Coca-Cola down, which is starting to happen in Monsanto, if we can bring them down, we can bring down the entire globalist order. They're not invincible. Thank you so much. By the way, popular weed killer has now been deemed probable carcinogen. It's now official.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Watch me, watch me, I got it. Watch me, I got it. Hey!
bad. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up after I take a bunch of your phone calls, starting in about 45 seconds, Obama vows to push progressive plans by hook or by crook. In an interview, he said, I'll take the crook. Wow. That's what he's doing. Democrats have not given up on ammo ban. New York Democrat plans to lean on new ATF boss. That's InfoWars.com. Big Bang Theory could be debunked by Large Hadron Collider. And some new tests they're doing on rainbow gravity. And, of course, a lot of these experiments, they admit, could blow the planet up or implode it. But, yeah, whatever. NATO chief says Russia's still sending arms to Ukraine, UPI, like they caught Russia in something. NATO's sending in armored brigades. Putin admits he's got troops in Ukraine now, but they keep acting like Russia's hiding it. And I'm not defending Russia. It's just these are tricks they play to manipulate the public. Like I saw John McCain on CNN Sunday calling, you know, talking about Obama throwing temper tantrums as if he's against Obama in policy. It's all a ruse. And saying Iran and ISIS must be taken down in the region, implying Iran was behind ISIS, playing on the idiot viewers of CNN. Chinese economy dangles on a cliff. Key article. Organic dairy farming struggles to keep up with demand. Very positive article on the Star Tribune showing how the organic movement is just taking over and is so lucrative. And see, that means other people will get into it. It will take over the industry. This is how easy it is to defeat the globalists. It's having a revolution of ideas, folks. They always brand revolution as violent so that you'll only think violence is the way to go. Because, again, a peaceful revolution just takes over and you never know what happened. Ruins found in a remote Argentinian jungle, maybe secret Nazi hideout. The Guardian, really interesting article. We're going to cover that right out of Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. That's just some of what's coming up today, but let's go to your calls. James in Utah, you're on the air. What do you think about the presidential race? We're talking Ted Cruz. Go ahead.
Well, I got my opinion on Ted and Rand, but first I just want to say, here in Utah, I think one of the reasons why this is the hot zone is because everybody knows their neighbor. You know, I know the next 40 people down the street, and, you know, there are a lot of preppers here. A lot of Mormon people like to have food stored and weapons, and, you know. Yesterday you said that you think the Mormons have infiltrated everything, and I just want to get your opinion on that. But I think Ted Cruz, I mean, we need to back somebody so it's not Bush going up against Hillary, but I think Rand might be a better choice, but it's still going to be the same, you know, business as usual, even if we do get them in.
Well, sure, they're not going to be able to get everything done because they have both said they would act as constitutionalists, as Ron Paul said he would if he got elected, so he can't just dictatorially do whatever they want. But with a bully pulpit truly going after Obamacare that's 70-something percent unpopular and unconstitutional, and going after the IRS that's totally unconstitutional and unpopular, we could really reform things and have a boom. I mean, if any country could reverse the globalists, it's America. That's why they're focusing their takeover here. I appreciate your call. When I said Mormons have infiltrated everything, I said the liberty movement's infiltrated everything. And I'm not weighing in on people that love Mormons or hate Mormons or whatever. I'll just say I have a lot of Mormons that are listeners. And the Mormons I know seem to be pretty well informed about the New World Order takeover plan. And so I was saying the globalists have a big problem that the military is super awake to what's happening. The Mormons have made a public point of putting their people in the military, the FBI, you name it. And so it's a real problem for the power structure. Now you can say, well, but look at Harry Reid and look at, you know, these other top Mormons that are so evil. Well, you could just say those are globalist infiltrators of the Mormons. Regardless, I've said the Mormons, if they wanted to really, you know, do something, should excommunicate people like Harry Reid. I mean, an abortion-loving, anti-gun piece of trash. I mean, Harry Reid is a devil. And that was the point I was making on that front. But we were getting into feds preparing to invade Texas, list status hostile. And then the media is like, well, I mean, we always do drills. Yes, drills to take over the states. And we were saying, why do they target Texas and Utah in the West? And then San Diego and Orange County. It's basically saying anything libertarian or conservative is the enemy. And so that's where I was going with that, how the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion ties into all of this. So the government, the illegitimate government, is gearing up, but they've got a problem. People that love liberty, I don't care if they're a Baptist, an atheist, a Mormon, black, white, Hispanic. There's a huge uprising in Brazil that's libertarian. I mean, people are sick of it. They know big government serves the special interest.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And then post tonight and send out to CENTCOM, to SOUTHCOM, to NORTHCOM, and just counter the disinformation they're giving the military. And so I need Rob Dew and crew to go ahead and compile. I've got probably 20 or 30 of the articles right here. Army Times, Stars and Stripes, RAND Corporation, National Stabilization Force document, footage of the military going back decades with different operations. We've got it all from my police state film training to confiscate guns in America, and then the guns being confiscated during Katrina, and then the Army colonel on the show admitting gun confiscation drills. This is admitted. They admit that they're deploying military on the streets. They admit that helicopters and troops on the streets is to condition the public to end posse comitatus, and they basically eroded posse comitatus down to nothing. and we need the footage of them going into over half the houses in Boston looking for one guy dragging women out by the hair, pointing guns at them. It's all a giant militarized power grab to condition the military, the police, the general public to accept our conversion, our transmutation from a free republic to a third world tyranny. And what am I getting at? Because I'm not going to get into it today, or if I do, I'll do it in the second hour. I want to put together a condensed focus report showing all the admissions, all the articles, Forbes, AP, USA Today, Washington Times, with the Army War College and the drills, admitting their training to take on gun owners, veterans, conservatives, pro-lifers, Christians, the Fort Hood documents that we got last year that were on Fox News after we got them. The Army leaked them to us, saying you'll be court-martialed if you're an evangelical Christian or part of the Tea Party. We've been slated as the enemy because we're real Americans that know what's going on. And so we put out the report from Army.mil, and now today they have stars and stripes countering us. And they say, we can't verify these reports put out on the Internet because a firewall won't let the Army get to the document. And you know that's what they did. It was on the Army's website, and they basically hid it. And so now they're saying, we can't verify the Scrib website, the document site. Oh, yeah? But we are doing this drill, as they say. No, it's real. They did this with the Mayak reports and all the rest of them. At first, they'd say, we can't verify for about a week, so they could say we were making it up. And then later, oh, okay, yeah, it's real, uh-huh. Same tactic with the FCC not releasing their regulations for 2 weeks. Stars and Stripes, Army Special Operations Command, pushes back against alarmist claims about upcoming exercises. And they go on and say, we're endangering lives, but they won't even name us because they don't want folks going and actually reading what we're saying. Let me tell Stars and Stripes something. Your own publication has probably had 20 articles in the last 10 years admitting that Brigade Homeland and the plan to then over the next decade, that started a decade ago, to transition 400 plus thousand troops from active duty to Brigade Homeland, to have brigades in every sector of the country, and to merge with the threat fusion centers and the police. Everybody knows the military is training with the police secretly. Everybody knows who they're training to take on. They'll do public drills out at Camp Mabry where they'll have a guy in a mullah beard, you know, in a mullah outfit being chased by helicopters for a bunch of tourists to watch. My cousin was on that duty a few years ago, and my dad went out and watched it. It was just ridiculous. That's for public consumption. We all know what really goes on the bases, and we know who you're training to go after. Basically, a cross between Grandpa in a John Deere hat and John Wayne. And we know about it because of the military, and we have literally thousands of documents. And then we have my film, Police State 2, The Takeover, that has the actual document given to us by an FBI agent in Belton, Texas. And Officer Smart comes over and says, you can't videotape this. And then the FBI pulls up and gives to Mike Hansen, my camera guy, on video, says, here, you can have this. Now, I told you, get out of here. And then he got in the car, and it said restricted. And I still don't know the FBI gave us that on purpose or by accident, because the guy got in his car and drove off. And by the way, it had been previously secret. It had previously been secret. I said I'd go to your calls. It's just so frustrating to sit there and watch Stars and Stripes play stupid and go, we don't know the document's real. The Army can't get it. Oh, yeah, we can't. But the Army does say that they are having this operation. And then they'll spin it. We're against the Army. And, of course, it's so predictable. We want lives to be lost. The document refers to hostile insurgent pocket. I'm so sick of all this. I'm sick of them lying to us. But remember what was in the Washington Post last year in 2014. CIA domestic propaganda legalized. Let's put that on screen for new viewers who are doubting us. That means lying to you, supposedly legalized. Propaganda now legal in the U.S. They've been doing it forever, but now they're doing it on a massive scale. I'm going to search engine it. Let me go to the old NSA interface. It was in Foreign Affairs. It's a publication of the Washington Post. Propaganda legalized in U.S. Let me see if that brings it up. The NDAA legalizes the use of propaganda inside the U.S. That's Business Insider. The Defense Authorization Act. The newest version of the National Defense Authorization Act includes an amendment that would legalize the use of propaganda on the American public, reports Michael Hastings of BuzzFeed. Oh, you know what happened to Michael Hastings? His car blew up. He said, Homeland Security's coming to get me. I'm running for my life. Boom. The amendment proposed by Mac Thornberry, and then it goes through it, and by the way, it was adopted. Here's Foreign Policy, the Washington Post. This is the one I wanted, the one I'm pulling up right now. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. You guys do a great job finding stuff. Just for some reason, you have trouble with that one. So you might be searching news instead of web. But something's about a year old.
Oh, the one you're looking at is Foreign Policy. We're looking for Washington Post.
Yeah, no, Foreign Policy is a division of the Washington Post. So you, you can also search Washington Post and find it. But it's fine. You guys are better than I am at searching this stuff. Anyways, there it is for you. I guess they'll have Stars and Stripes come out and tell me I'm lying about that, too. Oh, no. Where is it in here? We're endangering their lives with our lies. Mm-hmm. That's right. We're as bad as Al-Qaeda, folks, as you know, because we don't want to turn our guns in. Okay, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Chris in South Carolina. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was calling about the mixing nukes up. I had an idea of what they possibly could do with these nukes for a while. And my opinion is they got a lot of PSYOP going on, and just like they got the race thing going on, they got us going and saying that, you know, the Tea Party is going to, you know, go with ISIS and so on and so forth. Truthfully, in my opinion, I believe they know that America won't believe that. And so they're using that and in pretext to actually to keep us, you know, more or less kind of confused.
That's right. There was an Army War College training drill about 4 years ago predicting and in a simulation that the Tea Party on the East Coast, I think in that drill it was Georgia, had linked up with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They didn't say ISIS. And it's just totally ridiculous to claim that the Tea Party would ever work with radical Islamists. I mean, that's just total bull. But they don't care. They want to sell narratives that are upside down to demonize their enemy. So, go ahead.
But I really believe what they're doing, because you see how they pulled that thing out with Russia, where they were talking about they're going to send Russia's home in body bags. Now, a few months back, Russia invaded the airspace, if I'm not mistaken. And our air, you know, they had brought stuff over in our airspace. I'm going to say it was the Gulf of Mexico.
They've been coming into East Coast airspace, Alaskan airspace, and Gulf of Mexico airspace.
I believe what they're going to do is keep Russia. They want to take down Russia, and this is almost like a kill two birds with one stone thing. And they can
sure. So, why do you think the nukes are missing?
I believe the nukes are missing because they're going. Around that same time was the time that all this stuff was going on and they started causing these things in Crimea. I believe that they're using that and they're going to actually say that the nukes are going to hit us and Russia did it. But that way it brings everybody in unison, including the Tea Party and everything else, because we need to fight back against Russia.
And they want to disappear the nukes so that they can have plausible deniability and maybe refit them with different isotopes so that they can fingerprint it to the Russians. You know, I used to think they'd have to do that, but they've dumbed the public down so much, it wouldn't even matter if experts came out and said the isotopes show that it's a NATO weapon. because reality doesn't matter anymore. You got a good point, Chris. That could be it.
No,
let's go ahead and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't want to say hey to you. She's been begging me. Would you mind saying hello?
Sure. What's her name?
Her name is Alyssa. Hold on one second. Alyssa.
Right here.
Hold on one second.
Hello.
Hey, Alyssa. How you doing?
Good.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you guys are doing well there in South Carolina.
We are.
Were you concerned when Lindsey Graham told CBS News that nukes could go off any minute in Charleston?
Okay.
I think that's his daughter. Okay, take care. Good to talk to you, Chris. If you just tuned in, we're talking about missing nukes. Over the weekend, Bloomberg, Daily Beast, and a whole bunch of other publications came out because Santorum was asked about it on the campaign trail at a town hall. There's actually video of it. And they then spun it basically to make a joke out of it. They'd always had a news blackout on the missing Dyess Air Force Base warheads that we exposed back on September 3rd of last year. No, of 2013, almost 2 years ago. Dylan in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, appreciate it. Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I think I don't know if Ted Cruz matters that much. I mean, from a talking standpoint, he sounds pretty good. I mean, so does every other president when they're running. But, I mean, I think, honestly, if this guy was actually ready to do anything, he would be having his all-star team or, you know, a group of like-minded people with him in the quote-unquote war room, essentially, if you will, and be trying to take this down or fix it right now, you know, instead of going everywhere and doing speeches.
Well, there is an approach to basically come out and say, we're in an emergency, the borders are being imploded, we're being put under the Trans-Pacific Partnership without a congressional vote, we're in a red-level crisis, we need to do something now. That's actually a pretty smart tactic. It's even politically to get attention to yourself by actually leading. The problem is that there's such a political class in D.C., it tends to swallow you up. All I'm saying is that at least his rhetoric and his voting record are pretty good. Talking about repealing Obamacare and abolishing the IRS is very exciting.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing with the martial law, well, yeah, the PSYOP of the martial law is I mean, what are we going to do about this? I mean, I've tried to talk to so many people about this, you know, and there's so many people not understanding what's actually happening because they're not, you know, informed of what's actually happening globally and economically. So everybody's walking around just, you know, basically like zombies. So what do we do? What's the next step that we do? How do we take this even further without, you know, causing any type of animosity between anybody? But
well, here's where it's going. I appreciate your call, Dylan. We're going to go to Barry and others here in just a moment. It comes down to this. Television is what did this. Television is what gave the system the venue to brainwash, to unify propaganda, and to turn us into lazy jellyfish intellectually who just watch. We are now a nation, a world of spectators. And so the average person may not like what's happening, but they can't imagine themselves in the role of changing it. That's why voting with your dollars or your euros is so important. Because soon you won't be able to get unorganic milk. Soon you won't be able to find GMO at the current growth rate of purchasing of non-GMO. This is just a microcosm example, when you look at it, the big scheme of things, of how culturally we can change things. And we are a nation of consumers now, but it's the one place we act is when we buy. We're a nation of jellyfish. That's why they want Amazon and stuff to know what you're going to order before you order it, and pre-order, and don't shop, don't come in, because they just don't want you thinking, because if you ever think, it's a chain reaction. It sounds simple, but Monsanto is on its knees. McDonald's is on its knees. Coca-Cola is on its knees. These are not Americana companies. These are predatory companies. Coca-Cola's angelic compared to Monsanto or McDonald's. The point is they fund globalist operations as well. And so if you can take down the big lead elephants, the others are going to run. And if people ever catch on to the fact that, hey, you got more than just your voting power, you're voting with your dollar power, you've got other things you can do culturally, it's over for the globalist. We're going to go to break and come back and go to Barry and Peter and Sparrow and Joey and many others. First-time callers, what do you think about Ted Cruz? What do you think about the military openly trying to take on the American people and this weak response from Stars and Stripes implying nothing's happening? It's all conditioning. It's all a psyop. They admit that. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Briefly, we got it in a few weeks ago. It's the newest product at InfoWarsLife.com. It's Winter Sun. Not only is it the strongest, most concentrated vitamin D3 out there, it's totally organic. It's absorbed into the mouth, so you get a higher absorption rate. Vitamin D is on record, better memory, health. It is just such a key thing that some people are deficient in. And when you purchase it, you support the broadcast, you vote with your dollars, win-win. Find your Winter Sun. And it's gorgeous packaging as well, but that just reveals and gives you a insight into what's inside.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lestig. Kick some ass with Lestig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lestig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Alex Jones here, back live. Listen, I can hear the frustration in the callers' voices, not having faith in Ted Cruz, and I get you. The difference is politicians used to get a 2 or 3 year honeymoon when they got elected. Now it's about a month. The establishment Democrats don't even want Hillary Clinton. The establishment Republicans don't even want Jeb Bush because they know he can't sell lies. Now, the question is Ted Cruz a 21st century version of a Jeb Bush? I don't know. But regardless, the fact that he puts out rhetoric the opposite of Hillary Clinton is needed. We're in an intellectual battle. We need to talk about abolishing the IRS or the Federal Reserve. We need to push for that. We need to push to get rid of Obamacare that's wrecking this country. I want to go to Barry and Peter and Tom and Sparrow and Joey. We'll get to all of you ahead of Dr. Group joining us on a bunch of health news. And then we're going to continue into the third hour with another special guest I'll tell you about later. It's linked on InfoWars.com. But look at this story by Dr. Mercola from Mercola.com. Vitamin D deficiency linked to depression, pain, inflammatory bowel disease, and breast cancer. Vitamin D is one of the main vitamins where you can actually talk about all the stuff it does. And just finishing up telling you about our new Secret 12 that combines with Winter Sun, our newest product, Ultra Vitamin D3. Ultra nutritional quality vitamin D3, not D2, which we know is synthetic and harmful. Most vitamin D now is D2. Our D3 packs a powerful 2,000 IU per single dose of 10 drops. Bioavailable form of D3 from the nutrient-dense lichen plant, not synthetic, supports the body's natural immune system, supports muscle growth, brain health, and healthy bones, completely free of GMOs, toxins, additives, and ultra-clean lab-tested. Secure yours now at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a limited first run. We are expected to sell out, and I want to thank you all for your support. The 10% off everything special has now ended. I want to thank you all for being involved in that as well. Winter Sun, Ultra Vitamin D3 with a gold and blue label. I'm very, very proud of this. And you need this year-round, folks. And if you don't want to have the damaging effects of the sun, you really need it. Because you'll die without the sun, but also it does damage your skin and DNA. So it's a win-win. I love the sun. But I also look like I'm 50 on my skin. I'm as redneck as it gets. I can be depressed and go out and get some sun, go out hiking. I feel great. Lay out in the sun for an hour. But taking vitamin D3, ladies and gentlemen, is so essential. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Try out our newest product, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before we go any further, let's pop another call in. Barry, thanks for holding. What's your take on the presidential race and Ted Cruz officially launching today?
I watched that Ted Cruz deal on television. I thought he had a lot of good rhetoric. I would side more with Rand Paul. Although I think elections in America are rigged. I think our government has already been taken over. Even if Rand Paul was a great guy, was somebody that would come in and bring change, I think that the globalists would take him out sort of the same way they took JFK out. So it's kind of a lose-lose in that sort of a situation. And one of the, I've loved you. I've been listening to you for years. And I'm a 27-year-old veteran. I was honorably discharged a year ago in February. And now I'm actually an ordained pastor. And I use a lot of the stuff I get from your show in my sermons at church. So, like, if I talk about the New World Order, things like that. One of your guys did a great piece on the Mark of the Beast a few weeks ago. I used that in a sermon. So where I get kind of confused is, I see prophecy in this. I don't know about you.
No, I do as well. Biblical things are definitely happening. Stay there. We're going to come back and get your comment on that and finish up. Stay with the second hour. Go back to Barry, then Peter.
To GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots.
spots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.